Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What?
I feel like there's trouble in paradise.
Oh.
What do you mean?
The wheels are falling off the plane over there with Pilot Girl that Josh is seeing. There's trouble in paradise.
No.
The wheels are falling off the Cessna.
It's like break a leg or something. I don't know. No.
Why is your girlfriend so mean to you?
Oh, she's not mean.
Oh, that's not what you said off the air. Anyway, go ahead.
She does something. Look, she's great. She's great. Little pilot she's girl. Mean. She's great. She does something, and it bothers me, and because it's happened a lot. And so, in the middle of a topic or a conversation, I'll be talking to her, and she goes, oh, I have this thing tomorrow. I have so-and-so, and... For me, if I'm conversing with someone, I would say, hey, Katie, I have a hair appointment tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm doing. You know where I'm going.
Yeah.
She goes, I have an appointment. And if I ask and go, oh, like, what appointment? She's like, well, why does that matter? I'm like,
oh,
what?
What's she hiding from you?
Yeah.
I don't know. See, that's the thing.
There's two ways to look at this. What is she hiding from you? Or why are you being so insecure? Are you worried about what she's doing and who she's seeing?
I know. Am I, like, being nosy and... I don't feel like I am. I feel like if you're not hiding something, you would just go, oh, I have a hair appointment tomorrow or whatever. But it's happened multiple times.
Something's
where it's
happened.
Like, and I'm like, just you just can't tell me? Like, it feels like almost starting a fight on purpose so that we can do a little arguing or something. And I'm like, oh, we're really,
maybe
you know,
she's into it.
On a Thursday, we're really doing this on a Thursday?
You wanna
she
fight?
Likes the drama.
I'm like, it's 7:30 in the morning. Why are we starting this right now?
Why she's doing that? Are you asking her a lot? Like, are you really trying to keep track of her? Like, where are you going? Why are you
absolutely
doing that?
Absolutely not. And first of all, we have each other's location. So no, I'm not doing that. And like... I'm not constantly asking where you're going, but when she brings up, hey, I have an appointment, and then I go, oh, what appointment? And she goes, why does it matter? I'm
and
like,
that's
well,
where,
that's why it matters, because you're saying it.
Yeah, because I feel like that's a totally natural follow-up question.
Yeah, where
of,
are you going?
Appointment, what's the appointment for? You know?
Thank you.
Like, that's what I would ask. So,
could you ask her and be like, why is it such a big deal?
No, because then we start arguing. I don't like to argue.
Communication, it's the worst.
I know, it's the worst.
I'll just avoid it and talk about her on the air, and then she'll be really pissed.
Well, then she'll know you want to talk about it.
Where's she at right now?
Really banking on the fact
she's
not listening.
Right now? Look at your phone if you're following her.
Yeah.
Right now, she
is... Find my iPhone right now.
Everybody, let's announce for Josh's girlfriend.
Yeah, right.
Well, she's at home. She's at home.
She's at home?
She's okay.
Is she alone?
So she's probably listening.
I don't know if she's alone, but she's at
home.
She
with her hairstylist?
Oh, no.
No, but that's definitely an okay question to ask. But
right?
Also, I want to point out that your girlfriend is very independent, strong woman. She's been doing it by herself for a minute. So she's probably also not used to just... answering where she's at, what she's doing. You know what I mean?
It's one of those things. She don't need no man, but we compliment each other. We try to. And I understand that. So maybe it is that. I mean, you've been single before. Like, do you get annoyed at those?
Oh,
I'm not trying to annoy her.
She's single all
the
time.
Well, that's why I'm putting myself in her shoes right now, because I would get I'd be like, why you need to know? But
I'm just curious and I want to know about your life.
Because I care about you. I don't know.
Yeah, if you get in a horrific car crash, I'd like to know where you're at.
Thank you.
But you can find my again.
What if your phone is smashed?
But again, like I guess feel where she's coming from. But I do feel like this is a conversation you can just have with her and be like, hey, I'm not trying to like,
she's cheating.
You know,
no,
she's not.
No, I don't think that
she's just cheating.
I don't think that at all. But Katie, what's funny about that is she is, and I feel like your daughter's like this. Obsessed with Find My, like that
so,
app.
Yeah.
She checks that thing more than any social media ever. And again, we've talked about this before. She has 48,000 friends on there. Okay,
yeah.
I have like her and like my mom or something. I never.
Where's your mom at right now?
Probably home. I never.
She's with the pilot.
Oh no! I just never check.
I can't imagine dating right now.
Oh, yeah,
with the Find
crazy.
My, like, why in the world would I ever give anyone where I'm at at all times?
Oh, dude.
Even if we were dating, I would never.
No, and even not dating.
That'd be
dating.
Such a deal breaker for me. I'm like, no, I'm not giving
you
that.
It's because when you're heavy and in love right away, you're like, yes, you can know my every move. And then
like,
every question, why are you there? Why are you there?
Yeah.
Well, you
why
were
are you
work
there?
A long time today.
But it's not even just relationships. Again, like, baby Nana, she has all of her friends. Friends she hasn't even talked to in years. She's like, you know what? What's her name? Hasn't left her house all week. I'm like, you don't talk to her. Why do you care? Like, you know.
I could never. I don't even do that with my wife. We've been together for 2 decades.
I have the baby Nana, and that's it. And she has like 45 people that she follows on Find My. And it just blows my mind. But it is a Gen Z thing to do.
It totally
for sure.
is.
I hate it.
And I'm sitting here laughing because I have been with Nick Nack for like, I don't even know what it is now, 24 years, whatever, together. Like, if I had been like, gone up to her and I'd be like, hey, where are you going? And she would be like, what do you want to know? I would be like, yeah, you're right. Who cares?
Never mind.
Don't really care.
Don't really. Yeah,
do what you got to do. Have fun. See you when you get back. Well, good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm trying, man. We'll see.
I am laughing at all the messages coming in regarding Josh's girlfriend, Princess Pilot, who is not.
I love that name.
I know it's going to stick. You're welcome. I just made it up. Princess Pilot. And she's not telling Josh where she's going. The women sounding off about this are essentially saying she's not telling you because she's getting Botox, hair extension, and freezing her eggs.
What?
So that's pretty much the consensus on our text line. So they're like, leave her alone. She's freezing her eggs.
Oh, okay. Ladies, you make me laugh. I love
what?
It.
That's you know why?
You know what? They're
Again,
so frightened.
I have her
though.
Location.
You guys don't know the story. I guarantee you those eggs are not frozen. From what I hear from Josh. Those eggs are heated up.
Know what that means. But
okay. You know what that means.
Sounds hot.
Everything is warm.